When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I think women can do anything.
Just because they can doesn't mean they should.
But I have so many talents. It's like I'm powerful with
a little bit of tender.
I'm just a decoy, Stan.
The dominant emotion generated by the new look feminist comedy version of Charlie's Angels, I believe, has been disappointment. Well, this surprised me. Who had high hopes for a film called Charlie's Angels, I wondered? That's just the way
you make me feel. Who steals? You manager, need money.
Outstanding Angels.
But of course, I was thinking of the golden age of crap television that spawned the original TV series, when producer Aaron Spelling also offered the world The Mod Squad, The Love Boat and Fantasy Island. Whatever this film was like, it had to be better than them, surely. I don't like
that, boy. You guys are like lady spies.
Jane's former MI6.
Oh, God.
What did you do to Sven?
I compressed his carotid and deoxygenated his brainstem.
Well, that sounds painful.
Don't worry, he's going to wake up.
Unless he doesn't.
There were a couple of interim Charlie's Angels movies before this one, rather more female-skewed than the TV show, and boosted by the then-major star power of Drew Barrymore, Lucy Liu, and Cameron Diaz. It reached a pretty wide audience and has been used as a stick to beat this one with.
Elena, we need to go.
No!
You're not a waitress?
No, I'm Jane.
Oh.
One persistent complaint is the rather B-list quality of the cast here, apart from Kristen Stewart, formerly of the Twilight movies, and subsequently mostly found in serious, slightly arty films. Actually, Kristen is hilarious in Charlie's Angels, which is not something I thought I'd ever find myself saying.
Sabina runs the ground game.
See, I know stuff.
Let's get the weapon before it becomes every bad guy's favorite new toy. Take her to the closet, gear her up.
The other big name is comedy actress Elizabeth Banks, who surprised many people by making a good fist as a director of the Pitch Perfect series. She not only directs this Charlie's Angels, but she wrote the script, as well as appearing in the movie as the Angels' den mother, Bosley. This may turn out to be one job too many.
The best part is in taking down international criminals. It's you guys.
And the day drinking. That's what I like the most.
Saying that Elizabeth Banks plays Bosley is a little reductive. Bosley is no longer the comedy butler of the Angels. There are actually several Bosleys now, including Patrick Stewart, who appears at the start of the film to kick off proceedings with Kristen Stewart as Sabina.
So that's 4 months surveillance, 2 countries, and the most embarrassing date I have ever been on in my life.
Yeah.
Are we good?
I will address this to the U.S. Justice Department, along with all your new friends here.
There are considerably more angels these days too, but at first we concentrate on just two. Sabina, who's the wacky hard case one, and Jane, who's the statuesque English Indian princess, formerly, we're told, from MI5. She's played by Ella Balinska. I know, me neither.
I love phosphorus.
Yeah, it's my favorite chemical.
Jane, are you flirting with a handsome nerd?
Of course not.
Having beaten up the tuxedoed ruffians at the start, Sabina and Jane are assigned another case, a glamorous whistleblower at a big high-tech organisation. Her name is Elena, played by Naomi Scott, who was last seen as Aladdin's princess. You wonder, how many princesses does Charlie need this time?
You have a new client?
Who is she?
I can't sleep at night.
I'm the lead programmer on a product that can revolutionize the power industry, but there is a possibility it can be weaponized.
While the two angels go to work with a third, obviously future angel, the first Bosley, Patrick Stewart, retires, and a new one, Elizabeth Banks, takes over and is immediately pressed into exposition duty.
Angel. Who are you?
I'm Bosley.
Welcome to the Townsend Agency. We exist because traditional law enforcement can't keep up. I don't like
that. Hearing this is all Elena, the computer programmer, needs. She's in. But next thing we know, a mysterious tattooed hitman appears with an eye on... an eye on who? Is he out to kill Elena? Or to take out Sabina and Jane? Maybe he just wants to get a bit of practice in.
He was so extra, right? I mean, I could take that girl out with, like, a fly swatter. He rocks up in this urban assault vehicle.
So we're thinking, what, he was...
Maybe she was being watched, but... what if we are... and by who?
Now, because my expectations for Charlie's Angels were so low as to be almost non-existent, I never had the thwarted high hopes that seem to have infuriated so many others. It was dumb and a bit violent. Fine, so's Kingsman. And it was rather funnier than that exercise in spy smugness.
Take me to the closet.
Oh my God. So I can just take whatever I want?
Borrow. Is that an actual rule?
Maybe the 14-year-old me liked the look of this batch of angels. No idea. But I can tell you that precisely half an hour after not particularly hating it, I'd forgotten every second of it.
Good morning, angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.